Blog Talk Radio.
I can't dance, but I. I'd rather come kick it with you if you want me to, little mama.
I'm leaving the club.
And I'm wondering if you
would cry.
Live once again, can a player play? I thought I'd bring the show in real smooth with my man Carl Thomas coming through, letting little mama know I want to have a rendezvous with her. What's happening? Another Sunday evening, 2:30 p.m., your boy's in the building. As usual, with my co-host, my cohort, K. Diddy, what's cracking, fam?
What's up, baby? I'm just hanging, brother, trying to keep it moving, trying to keep it flowing, trying to be all I can be.
Straight up like the U.S. Army, you know what I'm saying? Be all that you can be. Now, hold on. Wow, we already got a caller trying to get in. Hold on.
Hello.
732, what's happening?
It's Joy.
Lady Joy, what's cracking?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Man, we hanging in here. It's another blessed day to be awake, doing what we do best, doing what we love, trying to
sure
make it
right.
You know, I mean, we grind, trying to make it to the top.
I heard that.
Every time you say what's cracking, make me start thinking about somebody's whips and chains.
See, there you go. I knew it would be a lasting memory for you.
That it is.
So, you know, we're here once again this week. You know, we kind of talking about people being all in your business, in your relationship. And I'm asking this question. If you ain't in a good relationship, how can you tell me how to be in one? I think that's a fair question. What do you think, Lady Joy?
Well, for one thing, it's always easy to give advice, and it's a little bit harder to take your own, you know. And a lot of times people can give advice about what they see would be good, but it's not always good for themselves. So I'm like, you know, if you can't take your own advice, how are you going to tell me something?
And not only that, if your track record proves to me that you have had a string of bad relationships, I'm asking myself, how would you know about a good relationship?
Exactly.
Somebody hit the jackpot? Who hit the jackpot?
Hello?
I think somebody came in. Did you hit the jackpot, Lady Joy?
That wasn't me.
What?
Hit the jackpot?
Are my girls on there today?
Not yet. You know, we're just getting the show rolling. We're just getting up and about. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one more quick, man. I'm just feeling a real, I'm not going to say romantic mood. I'm feeling a real sensual, loving mood. So this is for all y'all people out there who need something sensual and loving in your life.
Coming down to what I gave you.
Baby maker.
Twice. I almost played it twice, but I changed my mind.
I see what kind of mood you are in.
That's the kind of mood that can get you in trouble. So once again,
that's right.
6-6-9-2-9-2-8-7-0. Can a player play? Lady Joy, K Diddy, boy, Pretty Tone. This week we're asking the question, why people are all up in other people's business and ain't got theirs in check? Because if you ain't in a good relationship, how you going to tell me about mine? I think you got ulterior motives or something. And why you all up in my Kool-Aid when yours ain't sweet enough? That's what I'm putting out there. You know what I'm saying? If you want to join us, press the number one, get in, speak your piece, or get in the chat room and holler at your boy, man, because this is one of them topics, you know what I mean? I look at life like this, you know what I mean? You don't see no brain surgeon or heart surgeon going up in an operating room without practice and experience. So if you have had a series of bad relationships, how the hell are you going to tell me about mine? You understand what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know what I mean? Practice makes perfect. That's how I look at things. And if you've had a series of bad ones in your track record, the only thing I could see you telling me is certain indicators that you went through. But to be constantly commenting all up in another person's Kool-Aid, get your own house in check, man. That's how I look at it. Straight up. K. Diddy, speak on it, brother.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, people don't learn from their mistakes. They got to keep making them, I guess. I don't know. It's just a funny situation. Maybe you would think people would learn from their mistakes, but they tend to repeat them.
Okay. Hold on. I think we got another caller here trying to join us. Let me let him up in here. Hold on. 813, you're on.
Good afternoon, lady and gentlemen. How are you guys this afternoon? This is Passion. And
hey, what's happening?
I'm fine. I love your topic today because I see that so much. You know, I think what the problem is it's easier to, you know, come in and do some input into somebody else's life than to straighten up your own, do the hard work of getting it in order. I decided that's obviously what the problem is with people.
And so I got to ask you a question, though, Passion. Wouldn't common sense dictate that if your life ain't right, you would apply that energy to your own life because everybody needs some personal happiness, right?
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. Common sense would dictate that if your life is not in order, you need to be working overtime in your own life, and you wouldn't have time to be, you know, all up in other people's business. But like I said, time after time, that's all I see. People want to, you know, be all up in your affairs, and their life is a wreck.
How about misery loves company?
There you go. I was just going to say that.
All right. And well, I'm glad y'all said that, because that's where, you know what I mean, where I want to talk about ulterior motives, because if you all up in my Kool-Aid, I'm wondering, what is your objective? You know what I mean? Sometimes you see a friend going through some things and you can give some advice, but you leave it alone. If it's domestic violence or something of that extreme, of course you need to speak up to and for your friend. But if it's their personal business, why are you all up in it? What ulterior motive do you have? Is it that you want me and you to be miserable together? Because sometimes we have formed a codependency in friendship.
How about I like your woman, but I don't want to tell you I like your woman, but I want to see y'all broke up anyway.
Thank you. Ulterior motives. That's what I'm trying to put out on the airwaves today for a lot of cats who ain't up on this, listening to their homeboys, to ladies listening to their homegirls. Have you ever stopped and examined some of the comments that your homegirl passed about your husband or significant other on the slide? Why are you so bitter towards him? Is it that you dislike him because of me, or you dislike him because secretly you really want him? You know what I mean? And people don't like to think like this. That's why I put the show together. A lot of people don't want to believe that their homegirl of 15 years their dick. And a lot of dudes don't want to believe that their so-called homeboy who got their back let you go up north on a state vacation. For all of y'all that kind of shot over your head, when you go upstate on a vacation, courtesy of the state, you're doing a little bit of time. We call it an upstate vacation, courtesy of the state. Then you make that collect call to the house, your homeboy in the background.
Okay.
Well, he's just looking out for you.
Yeah.
He's
looking
out
for himself.
ain't no sense letting no cobwebs grow on it or nothing.
Oh, so you know what?
He's taking one for the team, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it.
Mm-hmm. And since you so dirty, you the dirty job cleaner, right?
No, I'm just trying to put these other folks' mentality out there. You know, while they homeboys up there, you know, working free and shit, they doing their good deed by taking care of the home front for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
they're
like
a
cleanup man.
Okay.
They don't want this woman just out in the street just like slanging it like ain't nobody's business. So they figure like they'll keep her, you know,
in check.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And a lot of us don't want to think like this, you know what I mean? And this has caused many arguments in many relationships. Your woman come home all upset and in a huff and puff. You're like, what did I do? What did I do? It is something her homegirl done said. And you're like, what? What? And you're like, but I ain't never did that before. Well, her ex-baby daddy best friend did it, so why you wouldn't do it? And you're sitting there scratching your head like, huh?
Is that how it goes, pretty funny?
You know you did that shit or you thought about it.
You know you thought about it
if you didn't do it.
You're like, what? I don't even know what you're talking about. Where did this come from? My homegirl best friend Shaquana said that Raheem and you and Raheem, I'm like, I don't even kick it with Raheem like that. We laughing, but this is serious stuff I'm talking about here. Then on the
yeah,
dude,
you are right.
You're right.
Now, I'm going to flip it on the dude. Then dude come home, his homeboy, he's seen his homeboy baby mama up in the club with another dude. He come home tripping on his girl. And you're like, what? You're like, but I wasn't there. Are y'all just alike? Why? Because outside influences. Then, you know, his homeboy is now bitter, so he all up in his homeboy. Yeah, you know, that woman is all the same, dog. Keep an eye on her, dog. And your woman ain't done squat to deserve this level of mistrust between y'all. But because he is now bitter, or she is now bitter, it's affecting your relationship. People, y'all got to separate relationships.
He bitter anyway, man, because when he look down at his feet, he can't see nothing but his navel. So he got his own insecurity issues.
Oh, you wrong. You
wrong.
I wonder
if that has to do with anything. You are tripping as usual.
No, I'm not tripping.
Talking about he can't see nothing but his navel. So you saying he's overweight? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just trying to say he let his gut get in the way, so now he got insecurity issues because he fat.
It doesn't necessarily have to be his. It doesn't necessarily have to be his gut in the way. He could be in his own way. You know, he don't have to be overweight to be insecure. You tripping?
Well, usually that's what happens with men first. They get insecure about that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so. I'm speaking from a male perspective, so I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Of course you wouldn't know what I'm talking about because it's over your head.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Way over your head.
So, you know, I'm stirring the pot, which is something I like to do on this show. I like to stir the gumbo of relationships because a relationship is a gumbo. It takes different ingredients for it to come out right. Now, we've all heard people say, oh, I made gumbo. You tasted it like, this ain't gumbo, this mambo. You know what I mean? Don't insult people like that. And it's the same thing with some relationships. In order for the gumbo and the ingredients to blend, you got to put in the time and put in the right ingredients. And I'm telling y'all now, outside influences is not what you need to have a happy home. Be it your mama, your brother, your homeboy, your homegirl, I'm telling you. And Kay did he write in his own sick way. And it ain't either got nothing to do with overweight, but the insecurity part of it is, you know, especially I'm about to say something that a lot of men don't talk about, you know, you got issue with the size of your dick.
Okay. That might not be many issues, though, for some folk.
Listen, that's something else that whips or us will not understand.
Of course you wouldn't.
You know what I mean? Work with what you got and keep people about your business, because you always have to wonder what is their, ultimately is their agenda, why they all up in your cool. Like I said, if it's domestic violence, if it's neglect, if dude ain't taking care of the kids, then there's certain situations, of course, you got to, you know, listen to people that, man, girl or dude, you need to go on and bounce from that. But why are you all up in this? What is it you want to keep me to yourself? And this is a sick shit. Here, I'm going to put this sick crap out. It's a lot of y'all. A lot of people are in friendships that your friend has grown so accustomed to you being there for them that the thought of you being with somebody else kind of really secretly irritates them, be it a dude or a female. I'm telling you, this is real life stuff I'm talking about here, man.
That's some gay shit.
Oh. There he goes, coming out the closet
again. That sounds like some old gay shit to me.
You know what? Okay, BD, I was going to get on you about it till I thought about it. There might be some secret gayness behind it. Me and you have been homeboys for years. Since we were 16, we running together. We done did crime together. We done did time together. But now I done met a broad where you can't call
me.
Hey.
Do you think your woman appreciates you calling her a broad, Tony?
I could call her a breezy, but I thought broad was more politically correct.
No, it's not. You want her to call you a jackass?
No, but jackass.
I didn't think so.
All right. You met a young lady and she taking up a lot of the time and dude not appreciating his homeboy not having his back the way he used to. So now he hating on this woman that he don't even know.
He's drinking that haterade.
There you go. Same thing with women who have these deeper emotional bonds that men don't have. Going back, you know what I mean, this is your best friend for 22 years through thick and thin. Now suddenly some Johnny come lately is getting 75% of her time and you sitting there wondering, what the hell? Is that why she all up in my, I just don't like the way he wear his shoes. Something about his shoes. And you like, his shoes? What about his shoes? Girl, you know what they say about his shoes. No, please tell me, what do they say about shoes? You know.
It's too little.
You hit it right on the head, pretty Tony. I've had that type of experience where you can't even, you know, celebrate the idea of being in a relationship with someone because they're constantly telling you something negative or to be watchful of this, you know. And you do actually start sharing that relationship with your friends because you can see the jealousy coming out all over the place. And like,
well, you know what they say about that. Never tell your girlfriends your intimate secrets about your man.
We're not talking about intimate secrets. We're just talking about the fact that you're discussing that you have a relationship or you went somewhere. People do not want to see you happy.
That's true. Like you said, misery loves company. You know?
This is a shameless plug from Whips R Us. If you want a good whip, call me up.
Mm-hmm. And I got it right here for you in my back pocket, home bucket hit. Uh-huh. Anyway, people, they drink that haterade, and they hate to see someone else being happy because their life isn't all that. And it's like you said, Tony. You know, how you going to tell me something? How you going to be all up in my Kool-Aid, you know, when you don't even have no sugar in yours?
Straight up. And this is common sense. You know what I mean? I've been getting a lot.
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
That's your dog.
That's a side effect, sound effect.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, you know, I've been getting all these emails and stuff from my, well, you know, I'm wise and I'm this. Nah, dog, I'm not no wise. It's just that I sit down and I think. And I try, you can, you know, some of it is based on paranoia, maybe, you know, a certain lifestyle. But you sit down and you look at stuff and you got to start asking yourself, because nobody taught us this. You know what I mean? And I speak on the women for a while. A lot of y'all emotional bonds are way deeper than dudes ever develop. And it's hard for a friend that's been with you through your first period, through your first, you know, when your titties first sprouted, your first boyfriend, your first sex. Now suddenly, this, you know, you know, after 19 years, you know, a dude finally come along, and it's the dude that finally playing you the right way you want to be played, and now you're just gone from her. Normally, y'all meet up every Friday night and go have cocktails and talk crap about men. Now suddenly she call you on Friday, like, nah, girl, Henry coming over. I'm finna kick it. You think she ain't hurt? You want,
yeah, she's definitely hurt. She's jealous. She's all that because, you know, she doesn't have that in her life. And when it comes to a change, a lot of people can't accept change. You know, when you have something exciting going on in your life, you have a new person that you're showing interest in. You know, you can't get enough of each other, and the relationship is new and this, that, and the other and everything. And, you know, you do something different than the norm in that other person. Sometimes it's hard for them to accept that. And that's where that hateration come in at, you know. And they're gonna put salt in the game. You know, they're going to throw a wrench in there because, you know, they're used to you doing a certain thing, and then all of a sudden it changes, and it's not a good change for them. They're feeling left out. They're feeling like you don't love them no more, and you got something better going on in your life than them.
Especially, you know? Yeah, and see, now that's real. And even for the dudes, and K. Diddy, please miss me with the gay stuff. Sometimes you have this brotherhood. Sometimes you have this kindred, and y'all been through a lot together. Now suddenly you breaking off. It ain't even got to be a woman. It can be like, you know what, you're like, you know what, I'm done with my knucklehead days. A brother going to try to turn a corner. You notice how he want to clown because you want to go to church, or he want to clown because you want to read some more, and he got something negative to say. You know what I mean? That's a relationship, too. I told you, can't a player play? We keep it real up on here, man. You try suddenly trying to get a GED, you know what I mean, and he like, GE, what? So he start, hey, you don't need no book. You need a book for, homie. You know how we got to do. We got to get out here and get out of the ski mask way. No, that's who I used to be. I'm trying to turn a corner now.
And that's so
he's hating on that relationship, the fact that you're going to school.
That's true, well, Tony. And you know what, Tony, you hitting on some things because you and I don't always agree, but I, you know, I'm liking what you're saying. It shows that you got a little sense coming up in through there.
Misery loves company. I keep saying that.
And
so,
your point.
I like when y'all don't agree. It makes the show so much spicy. When this love fest is going on, a brother be like, what the hell? Too much love up in here. Too much love up in here.
Too much.
You know what I mean?
Somebody got to have some sense.
Well, let me break out the stilettos.
Hey. I would tell you something, man. Y'all wrong, but once again, we're going to take a quick little musical break here.
Whips are us.
Yeah. Hey.
Just like Petty.
Hello, world, hello, world, hello, world. Your boy, Pretty Tony, back with you. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play, for everybody online listening to us. I'm your boy, Pretty Tony, the author of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, author of the book, Playerology, available on www.worldmovement.com. Get at me, get a copy of the book, and get to know your boy. Don't let the name of the book fool you. There's so much more to a brother and so much more to what I'm trying to say. Every Sunday we're here, 2:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Me, myself, along with Lady Joy and my man K. Diddy and all our regular listeners. I think we got passion with us today, as usual. Joy touched on something earlier about, you know, jealousy in females when you got something good and they don't. And a lot of women don't know how to identify that. And that's something by me spending a lot of time around women, an exorbitant amount of time around women, because it's been my obsession since birth. I caught on to a lot of things, and I've seen the backdoor dealing that goes on. Lady Joy, you there with me?
I'm here, baby.
I would like you to put something out there, for a few pointers out there for the ladies to watch for when somebody's all in your Kool-Aid. You know, you ain't never really told her there's nothing wrong with your dude, but she keeps coming up with stuff that she thinks is wrong. What would be a red flag situation in that? You'd be like, hold up, what's up with you?
Well, like you said, you know, if they're putting some salt in your game, girl, you know, he's just like, he's not buying you enough. He's just not doing enough for you. And I saw him doing such and such. No. You know, you go to the source. And a lot of times, you know, it could be what they said, but a lot of times you really got to think about what your own relationship is like with this other person. And when one of your friends is putting salt in the game, you know, it could be a jealousy thing, because they think things are going to change. Things are not going to be the same. You're not going to be there for them anymore because you got a life now. And they're still holding on to the old one that they have because nothing has changed for them. And they'll feel left out. They'll come up with all kind of craziness, you know, lies and stuff like that. Or they might see something and just put more to it than it really is.
Okay.
And then you can notice yourself. You know, when things starting to change and they starting to say more negative stuff, think about that. Think about it, you know. Oh, well, you know, you weren't saying things like that before. Now that me and my man or me and my new career or me and whatever are doing some things, it's pulling away from you. So think about that.
Passion, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Now, earlier you were saying that something similar had happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us a little tidbit of what that was all about?
She just never had nothing nice to say about him. Every time I, you know, try to, you know, say how, you know, I felt about the individual or whatever, there was always some dig or, you know, girl, you better be careful. I wouldn't be getting all caught up or, you know, it was just, and you're like, that's not how a friend should respond. They should,
mm-hmm.
you know, be.
You wanted to be happy for you.
Supportive statements. And, you know, it just got to a point where I stopped talking about, you know, the situation at all because I saw that I was not getting, as Joy was saying, support out of it. Instead, it was like you could see the jealousy. And,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes I guess people impose their own fears that they have on your life instead of allowing you to live your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
things
then,
change,
and,
you know, you move on and they're still stuck.
Now, so as the more you stop, now did the negativity tone down the less you spoke about, dude, or did it ratchet up?
No, not necessarily. Then, you know, this individual would start, you know, almost, you know, trying to incite a conversation by, you know, asking you different things or trying to find out what was going on.
Okay.
Straight jealousy had to be because why? I'm not talking about this situation with you. Why would you bring that up and need to, you know, find out all that's going on. Because when I was trying to tell you, you weren't happy for me.
Exactly, exactly. When a person's not happy for you, that's that green-eyed monster just all up and through there. You know, be happy for a person that's moving on with their life because they have something that's making them happy. For me, if one of my friends is happy and they got something going on, I'm with that. You know, I never want something that somebody else has. I want my own, you know. And for me, it's not, don't be jealous. Don't hate. Congratulate. Participate. You know? But there's so many insecure people out there that don't know how to do that. They're just all negative, you know, feeling like, oh, are you leaving me? Well, I don't know if that's a good idea because your man or your woman or your career or whatever is not all that you think it is.
Now, that's some real talk right there. We put it out every week right here. Can a player play? Like I said, a lot of us, our brains don't want to operate like that because we don't want to believe that this person who's been through thick and thin with us, and we're not knocking because sometimes they really are telling us something that because we got, you know, our love blinders on, we ain't seeing, that it's hard to judge. I'm not going to sit here and say sometimes it's easy to judge, but sometimes you just got to take a step back and say, okay, sort of like Passion said, she wasn't talking about the situation, but the person keep bringing it up. Why? We're not talking about that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what we're going to do tonight. What they got to do with him or her. Why you want to talk? You understand what I'm saying? Now, you know, so you got to choose how much you reveal about what's going on and who you reveal it to. Because sometimes, you know, even though y'all hear me knocking on this door, the other part B of this is that sometimes this person might actually be telling you something that you don't see because you are caught up in love and it's hard to judge. But you're a grown person, you're not crazy, so you should be able to sit down and sort through fact and fiction.
Well, you know, Tony, it could be a double-edged sword, too, like you just said. You know, it could be a double-edged sword. You'd be all giddy and in love, and things are going great, and, you know, your friend could be seeing something that you don't see. So, you know, sometimes you might have to take a step back and just look around you, what's really going on. But it's hard, you know, when you're in a new relationship and things are going really great and you're liking each other, you can't get enough of each other and all this, that, and the other. And it's hard, but you just got to have your head on straight. And that's hard to do when you're in a new relationship.
Also, if they're telling you where last Thursday such and such was posted up at such and such, then you get to questioning yourself till you realize last Thursday this person was with me. So ain't no way in hell they could be posted up over here at 10, because at 10 we was knocked out in the bed. You know, little signs like that, those are the easy things to catch on to. Then they're the harder ones because then your imagination gets to running. You start hearing footsteps in the dark, you know, well, he had to work late. And if you have to think back, did I tell this person that the person said they had to work late or didn't I? Because if I didn't tell them, then there might be some truth that they actually saw him somewhere. But if I mentioned it, it could be.
You just have to be careful, you know.
Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. Like I said, you got to limit outside influence to your relationship.
And information.
That's another shout out to the book Playology right there. I write about all this stuff in the book because I want, you know, I'm trying to put brothers up on game. And a lot of times y'all too busy taking y'all women for granted, thinking, oh, she always going to be there, not showing her the appreciation that she need and she love, while your homeboy behind your back is showing her, yeah, you know, you really need to leave that nigga, I'm telling you. But you know, she ain't all that, you can do better. I'm telling you, there'll be some sick stuff going on out there, man. Straight up, hold on, where K. Diddy at? K. Diddy, you sure is mighty quiet.
Well, I figure if they keep messing up, she can come over here and have some beer nuts and some ripples and we can live happily ever after.
Oh, wow. Wow. We see what level your monkey ass is on.
Straight up. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I'm going to sail down KB's Avenue for a moment and say, come check us out, www.worldmovement.com. We got music, we got books, we got a whole lot more coming out real soon. We got a lot of projects in the works. I got the new book coming out. I am just so damn proud of it. It's just crazy. Not that I'm not proud of the other two books, but this one here, I'm really getting my grown man swagger on. And a lot of you cats who ain't got nobody in y'all life that taught y'all nothing, I let your boy Pretty Tony in the new book. I'm going to put y'all up on this real game about being in relationships, man. You know, before I was teaching you the player stuff. That's the easy stuff. That's
Wait a minute. What's the name of the book? Who Am I and What Am I to Me?
No. The book is called Who Is She and What Is She to You? You know what I mean? Let me go on and let KB feel real good coming out on the World Movement Publishing. We're putting it out, you know what I mean? Independent. We're going to change the game. We're trying to bring, instead of going to the game, we're bringing the game to us. Real talk. So check us out, you know what I mean?
What's wrong with Who Am I and What Am I to Me?
That's your book. Who are you and what are you to yourself? That sounds like a...
Don't be no hater.
It was like, so when I hear you ask, you obviously don't know who the hell I think I am. So that falls into your category, brother.
Well, seems like you've been over there at Joy's new location, Whips Are Us.
you left out the part of the chains, too, and stilettos.
I knew you would fill it in, though.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm going to step on your neck with in a minute.
Oh. Passion?
You might like that. You
what
might like
at?
It, though.
What passion at?
Passion's right here.
Are you going to let her talk to me like that?
I can't. You secretly like it.
It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret.
Damn.
You ever notice that when he sail out on his little boat by himself, he always looking at that? We're passionate. Is this something we need to know about? He always throwing out a lifeline. We're passionate.
Yeah, where the lifeline at? Like, passion go agree with your silliness.
Yeah, well, nothing beats a failure but a try.
Yeah, you and your McDonald's paycheck.
Shit, I got a raise, baby. Shit, we can have two fries apiece now.
Oh, look out. Look out now.
You know, and the boy, my boy, say we cool now, so, you know, I can get an extra packet of ketchup.
Oh, you really balling.
Shit, I thought you knew. Shit. Mm. No, shoot. And I got some salt from Wendy's, so we all good.
Oh, hey. We just going to mix it up then.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Pretty Tony. Pretty Tony?
Tony?
He must have got hungry.
Just left us hanging and just dangling in the wind and just took off and they said nothing. What's up with that?
I think one of the women that was out there hating but came by with a chicken dinner or something.
Oh, yeah, and he just put the phone down and just went for it.
Boy, I don't know what's wrong with you sometimes. I swear. Because there's something definitely wrong with you, K. Diddy.
That was Joy. That wasn't me. That was Joy. That wasn't me.
He said that some woman came along with a chicken dinner and you went for it, just put the phone down and just left us hanging by the nubs.
That was Joy.
Okay.
That wasn't even me.
Oh, don't even try it. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? Oh, where's my belt?
Thank you. He needs some discipline, but, you know, in all seriousness, like I said, we're talking about something, you know what I mean, something that's so real, because a lot of times you go to, you know, it's okay to entertain, but you also got to inform, and we try to stretch out a little bit on topics that, you know what I mean, everybody can relate to, and a lot of us don't have nobody talking to us about stuff like And anybody can relate to it because everybody done had somebody that had something to say on some relationship that they're in or they're getting into. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these old cliches, you know, sometimes even your own mama hating.
That's true.
Seriously. Sometimes it's even your own mama hating, be it on the, you know, she done spent all her life raising her boy, struggling, working two jobs, going to night school. Now some heifer done came along and trying to take her baby and change him. And no, sometimes even your own, you see, I'm going to ruffle a few feathers by saying this, but this is so real, man.
But you know what, too, Tony, and it's not only a mother could be hating, a child could be hating on the parent.
There you go.
Because the parent is doing something different now, you know, and the child is like, huh.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
This is some real talk I'm putting out there. Hating can come from so many different places. It's almost mind-boggling when you sit and you think about it. Because, hell, let's be real. We might not admit it, but at some point, one of us or two or maybe all of us on this line having some major or minor way hated on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But their relationship because you think it's interfering in what you perceive to be important or not important. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We've been business partners, whatever, for X amount of time. Now you got a new venture you're giving a lot of time to, and I'm hating on that. You know what I mean? That's just life, man. So you got to open your eyes. It's just crazy. Seriously, keep people about your business, man. And I'm going to bring it back to this cliche that I came up with this morning. I ain't never seen no heart surgeon just walk up in a surgery and be like, I'm a heart surgeon and I'm ready to operate. You got to know what you're doing. So
who you're doing it to.
Who you're doing it to.
Somebody might not have insurance and you did an operation for free.
Okay.
I'm with that boy, I swear. But you got to understand these things. Got to understand these things because, like I said, if you have never had a good relationship, how can you tell me how to have one? The only thing I can see you telling me is certain things. Since you've had a string of bad relationships, you can probably tell me about one or two landmines, and even then, I still got to be careful because this could just be your bitterness talking.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Wow, Tony, we agreeing on some stuff today. That ain't cool.
No. You're removing the spice element. But it's cool. It doesn't happen often. Like I said, the other day, it's like you and KD was having a love fest.
Yeah, and he liked it, too.
Every now and then, the elevator stop on the same floor.
Mm-hmm. Or between floors.
Ooh. Pretty Tony.
Yes.
I called out for you a little while ago, and you were away from the phone. I guess
he was absent.
Eating chicken.
I wanted to ask you.
Oh, see there.
Can I throw in a request for a show topic?
Yes, you can. I love it. Go right ahead.
I'd like to see you give women and men some key points as to what to look for in a positive relationship and what, you know, like how does a man that cares about you feel and how does he treat you versus when just the opposite, how do you read those signs? Then that way people won't have to, you know, depend on bitter advice of their friends.
Okay, I'm going to put that together. Hell, I might even do that next week, but you got to understand something. Everything we talk about is a double-edged sword because if somebody is real smooth, like I personally feel when somebody cares about you, be it male or female, one of the first important things that's important to me as a person is how you try to integrate into my world. You come into my world and you try to suddenly rearrange everything to make it better for you, like, you know, trying to cut this off, cut that off, do this, do that, change that, move this, put that over there. Or do you come into my world nice and easy, look around and observe, and take time to blend in? Because somebody who cares about you, not just coming into your world and just kicking the door in, throw that out, move this, do that, not unless your life is in complete disarray. And sometimes some of us need that. So the first key point that anybody needs to look for is how somebody comes into your world. Because, you know what I mean, you got to get what you need and you got to need what you get. So that would be one of the first pointers. But I'm going to touch on that probably next week, so I'll do some stuff like that. I don't mind because we all need to chit-chat. I don't know everything, but I can just tell you a few things. Because, you know, a brother been, I like to say I've been overly blessed in my affairs with women, but it takes a certain mindset to understand certain things. So for you fellas out there, a lot of y'all, nobody, you know, you grew up around your big brothers and your dad, and everybody just taught you certain things. You got to understand a lot of the crap we were taught was bullshit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Women are definitely from Venus, and we are sure enough from Mars. But what you got to do is find that bridge to get over there to where she is at to get the results that you need. And it's the same thing with women. So, yeah, the next show, we're going to talk about that a little bit for sure.
That sounds good. I appreciate that.
I like that. I like it. I think that I really need. Think that needs to be touched on.
Of course. It's a great topic. It is definitely a great topic. But your boy got to take a quick little water break, vodka break, whatever you want to take, chronic break. Hey, what works for you?
Hey, go get that chicken.
I don't go hard, I just give it enough. Come on, Shawty, she move good like she giving it up. My life like real cool, man, I'm living it up. Let's go. Okay. We in a feeling tonight. You know what I'm saying? This how we gon' do it. Rock your body now, drop the Shawty. Rock your body now, drop the Shawty. Rock, 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 drop. I don't feel it, I don't work with games. You got hella sex appeal, baby, what's your name? I'm at the spot for the night, girl, what's your plan? Come on, I'm in this club straight posted up. I got drinks at my table, let's toast it up. You rocking that body right, but I ain't close enough. I'm trying to have you in positions where your toes is up. I know you like a real hustler, I hustle, boo. Check my street credibility, I'm gangster too. So we ain't finna do nothing we ain't supposed to do. We both grown, so we doing what the grown folks do. Yeah, I'm a boss, so it's nothing to me. When I move, shorty, move with me. Feel the beat. They say gangsters don't dance with boogie. But I'm seeing you right, alright? So tonight I get stupid. So baby, rock your body now, drop the shorty. Rock your body now, drop the shorty. Rock, 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 rock. Drop, 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 drop. Rock your body now, drop the shorty. Rock your body now, drop the shorty. Rock, 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 rock. Drop, drop, drop. Dropping it low on the dance floor, oh my god. I'm a G, so I both and chill. I'm known in this town, I take some down, plus I ball for real. Let's get it cracking, I ain't one for staring and smile flashing. I'm the one to skip the lights, the cameras all action. Keep the music flashing, you chickens got ass clapping over here. But I be at it, keeping Big Daddy happy. Like, take them to the room in the back seat of the ride tonight. 50-11 women, which one is gonna let me slide tonight? They move that body side to side and drop it low, that's right. I'm looking for that cool night cat with the light eyes. Dance, but I swivel and jump. Look, I don't go hard, I just give it enough. Come on, shorty, she moves good like she giving it up. My life's like real cool, man, I'm living it up. Come on, rock your body now, drop the shorty. Rock your body now, drop the shorty. Rock, 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 drop, 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 drop. Rock your body now, drop the shorty. Rock your body now, drop the shorty. Rock, rock, rock. Me, if the record's doing two, I'm just trying to do three. I told you to do you, but these chicks want me. Why is that? Because they know that I'm a freak indeed. I can't help a fact that nigga keep it real so blunt. I get it to do what you been trying to do for months. When I slang this rock, all they blood flow stop. They get the shaking and twitching until they ready to pop. Your lady calling me daddy and she ain't ready to stop. I wet it up, beat it up, and then I'm shaking the spot. A freak
you ready to bark. We can do it on the bed and take it down to the rug. I ain't trying to do much, I'm just trying to touch something. Now your boyfriend mad, cause you let me cut something. Now you huffing and puffing, I make your heart start pumping. Beat it up in the back and get the mass cheek jumping. Let me reason with your mama, come chill for a minute. Put a bug in your ear, make you giggle a little. I ain't speaking the riddle, mama, I'm speaking the real. Hop your ass in the whip so you can see how it feels. Come on, rock your body now, drop the shorty. Body now drop, we showed it. Rock, 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 drop, 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 rock. Your body now drop, we showed it. Rock, your body now drop, we showed it. Rock, rock, drop, rock, drop, 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 yeah.
Hey, Prince Tone back in the building. California. Play a play live every Sunday at 2:30. Pacific Standard Time. Your boy Pretty Tony, K. Diddy, Lady Joy. You come through here representing our relationships, sex, love, life. You know what I mean? Because you got to know how to play the game of life. To everything, there are rules, and you better learn the rules before you get caught up. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what we'll be up on here representing, that real life stuff. None of this sugar-coated stuff we talk about is rough and rugged. We talk about the taco meat chest brothers. We talk about a woman with the toes hanging over the sandals. We talk about brothers all whooping stuff, not knowing what to do, sneaking off, smelling people's panties and stuff. We keep
it. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
I wonder where he at today. Ain't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
You know, what are we talking about? Fluffy fabulous, smelly delicious or something. You know what
fluffy
I mean?
Delicious, wasn't it?
I'm saying though, delicious is powerful. It would get you caught up. You know what I mean? Welcome to the show. I see we got a few people in the chat room. I see we got some listeners online. Thank you for taking time to join us. We appreciate you. You know what I mean? We be up on here just talking about today's topic is how can somebody that's all up in your business from the outside looking in and their house ain't in order, how they going to help you get your house in order?
They can't.
I like simple things. I like to tell people, like, if somebody else, and I'm literal, this is physical, if somebody can't keep their own house clean, how the hell they going to come clean your house?
Not going to happen.
It's not possible.
So, you got to mind your own business before you get all up in other people's business, man.
There you go.
Get your own affairs in order. And if somebody is all up in your Kool-Aid, you got to keep your eye on them, too, because you got to wonder, why are you so deep off up in my business? And some of that, we forgot to mention this fact, or maybe we did and I don't remember, some of that is your own fault. Because you're too busy volunteering too much info about your own life to this person.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You're telling too much of your business, so they're going to be all off examining that, adding to it, subtracting from it for their benefit, and it's going to put doubt in your mind about what's going on with you.
Straight up. I tell people that all the time. And I'm going to stray a little bit from what we're talking about today. This is another point. But, you know, I bounce all around because sex, love, relationships, and life, everything is intertwined. A lot of you cats out there that's trying to do threesomes and stuff, once you open the door to that, you're inviting yourself for a whole lot of headaches.
Yeah, so don't get mad if she go off and do the same thing without you.
Say that again, Joy. Say it again.
Don't get mad if she go off and do the same thing without you, you know. Have a threesome, fivesome, twelvesome with somebody else, and you're not invited.
Straight up.
Don't have an attitude.
I know real swingers, and I know how real swingers get down, and you've got to be on a certain mindset to let people up in your business like that. Straight.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a circle. Real swingers get down, homie.
That's right.
A lot of times, fantasies are best left in your mind, and I'm going to leave it at that. A lot of times, I'm going to put it out there again, a lot of times, certain fantasies are best left in your mind, man. Just leave them there. Because once you open that Pandora's box up,
it can't be shut.
You can't, because you know what's going to get thrown up in your face? Well, you said we could.
Mm-hmm. We did it before. And you didn't have a problem with it then.
I'm going to leave that alone for a moment. The email that I got, I'm sure you know who you are. I'm sending that back at you. Leave certain fantasies in your mind. Now, back to today's topic about keeping folks up out your business. Leaving other people's business alone. You know what I mean? Somebody beat your mama. Joy brought up a key point that I didn't even think about. Your own child can hate on your new relationship because they're so used to just being you and them. Now this new person coming around, and they're looking like, who the hell are you?
And not just a new person either. It could be, you embarked on a new career. You know, you going to school. You know, anything that's different from the norm. You know, because kids can be used to a certain thing that they see their parents do. You know, and then when you venture off into something else that's going to benefit you, kids can get jealous just like, you know, other people in a relationship with you. You know, if it differs from the norm that they're used to, they can get jealous just as well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So it ain't no, I'm not only talking about friends and all that, but like I said, man, everything in life you got to take in doses. I like to tell people, I take everything with a grain of salt. You come
right.
And you tell me something, I hear you, but I don't react. A lot of y'all react and overreact. You got to give things a moment. It's called practical application. Until you go and you work out, okay, let me see if there's any truth to this. I'm going to lodge that in the memory banks. Let me see what's going on, see if I see any kind of pattern developing.
There you go.
Golly, what's all that?
Yeah, what was that?
Hold on.
Did Tony take off from us again?
No, that ain't me. I'm right here.
Okay.
Somebody went to a restaurant or something. Restaurant and kitchen, it made an awful lot of noise.
Tell them we want some chicken wings.
I'm doing chicken breast assist today.
Okay, hold on. I don't know where that ain't you?
Nope, that ain't me.
Okay.
We're gonna get this sorted out because there are a couple people on the line that I had their phones open.
Yeah, so, let them in.
Okay, I think it regulated. Hello? Well, I don't know which one of y'all, the switchboard muted all of y'all, but I'm going to let y'all all back up in here for a moment. Because I didn't know where it was coming from, and it definitely ain't me. So let me let Lady Joy back up in here. Hold on.
I'm here.
Lady Joy, that's you. There's no static from you.
No, I'm fine.
Diddy, that ain't, I'll let you back. Yeah, okay, Diddy. We'll roll from there, you know what I mean? We're down to the last 17 minutes of the show. I want to thank everybody that's joined us online. Appreciate you for taking time out of your day. Join us on Can a Player Play, tell a friend. Hell, tell an enemy. We don't mind. We love haters.
Yeah, we love haters up in here.
And if you ain't got no business, go get some.
Okay.
Put that out there again.
For all y'all that ain't got no business, go get some. It's free.
Okay.
And I mean somebody really up on the line eating potato chips or something. But anyway, that's all we do. We probably just having a little munchie attack. Shout out to all my Bob Marley crew people, you know. Bob Marley. You know what I'm saying? And you need to learn how to shut the
door
up by yourself. No, it's not my brother. No, no, it's not my sister. It's not me either. No, man. No, no, no.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, whoever it is, don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Okay. Anyway.
Pass the chips, too. Damn it, boy, y'all greedy.
Oh, crap. Somebody got a serious attack going on there.
Ain't they? Munchies out of control. Greedy. Look at that shit. Rude ass rascal. If you're going to smile, if you're going to be like Munchies, at least share. I told y'all I want a chicken wing earlier.
I think the kitchen's closed on that one there, though.
So, Lady Joy, what else been going on with you, man? You been you went out for a minute, but what's good with you? What's going on with Lady Joy?
Well, I'm going to be hosting a show for Ice-T this Friday. And I would love it, you know, if you guys could come out and support.
Where's it going to be at?
Let me get the flyer so I give you the exact address of where it's going to be. He's going to come on 10:30, and it is at the El Premier Nightclub. That's 3015 East Fremont Street between Sahara and Charleston. And it's going to be off the hook. It's called Rap, Rock, and Ramp. So we got, he's going to headline it. We got local raps artists is going to come out, do a little freestyle, and we got local rock groups, and they're going to set up ramps in the parking lot for kids to come out and bring their skateboards.
Okay,
and
straight
it's something for the entire family come out and enjoy.
Right on, right on, right on. Okay, Diddy, what you got in the works, brother?
Just the new Coast Bangers, the new CD coming out this summer on World Movement Records. You can get it, get it, get it, get it.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Well, you know
Tony,
what I mean?
What you got going on?
You know, yours truly getting ready to drop the book, you know what I mean? Just on it, getting the artwork done, very proud of it. Independent.
Well, you know we got your back on that one.
Oh, okay, then it's appreciated. But like, you know, KDD always says, if y'all ain't got the two books, play your ology or play your step your game up, come out, support your boy, come to www.worldmovement.com, get your autographed copy if you prefer. Almost every other retail site has it. Support your boy so we can keep doing what we're doing as usual. Tell a friend. I see the chat room blowing up. Can I play a play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come in, we represent. We talk about real life, true life. We have fun. We clown. We talk about Doris Whips and Chains because she finally done came out.
I didn't say nothing.
Hey, Diddy, put your business out there.
Yeah, that's because I caught him up in my high heels and stuff, and I done told him about that.
Ooh.
Man, I tried to keep him out my underwears and stuff, my thongs and stuff, but he'd just be all up in that.
That's where it's coming from. Okay. There you go. You know what I mean? But tell a friend, y'all, we have fun on here, but we talk about life, and we ain't going to solve all the problems, but sometimes just whispering wins. It's going. You know what I'm saying? I hope you all learned something from the show today about folks, about your business.
That was a real good topic today because, you know, people do be all up in your business and stuff. And like you said, misery loves company. So they're going to do whatever they can to put salt in your game because they have none.
Yes,
you know
indeed.
I mean?
Straight up, I sure do, Jelly Bean. Definitely that.
They have no game, so it's like, oh, well, okay, well, I'm going to throw something up in yours. Since I don't have none, you ain't going to have none either.
And people do think like that. People genuinely, really do think like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's shocking when you see who it is, too. Seriously. It is shocking at times, and you're like, I thought you had my back. But maybe maybe they've had your back so long that they've developed a codependency on you. But nobody teaches us things like this. Oh, just grow up, fall in love, have sex, have kids, and be married. Just make sure you're married. Everything gonna work out if you're married. Now, nobody ain't taught you about folks getting codependent on you. Nobody talked to you about you gonna get a Negro or a woman in your life. That's just gonna be a thorn that no matter how much you try to pick this thorn out your side, it refuses to go. And that's some real stuff right there. Ain't nobody taught us about stalkers. You know what I mean? The women that give a brother the goody good so good that Negro lose his mind. He all in the bushes with binoculars watching her talking about, I see you went and got some milk. You know what I mean?
Or, looking for you in the daytime with a flashlight.
Right. Or nobody taught us about a brother that, you know, dropped it so good on this woman, she done lost her ever-loving mind.
That's right.
So, gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful in love. You gotta be careful in life. You gotta be careful in relationships. All that. You gotta be careful in sex.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, here go my public service announcement. Condoms make it a way of life. If you are a player, or if you are a playette, condoms are a way of life. Please use.
I guess that leaves K Diddy out.
Right here, see? Like not paying her no attention.
I didn't think you could afford any.
Well, that's why I haven't been to Whips on Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know you can't afford this here, baby.
Nope. You're absolutely right, because I
on
can't
your McDonald's salary.
Don't be mad because you can't understand that one drink philosophy.
Anyway.
You're trying to buy you two drinks.
Throw the email address out there where the good folks could get at you at.
Who, me?
Yeah, Joy, Lady Joy.
Oh, joylashawn@yahoo.com. Send me some info. You know, you got some music out there that you want to, you know, if you got some music out there that you want to put out there, holla.
I sent you an email to that address. No wonder you ain't got it.
Mm-hmm. I got two addresses, baby. You can send them both. And I got that, okay? I just got it. Mama been a little busy. You know, I do have a job or two, something I can say more than some people.
You know what you mean, man.
The Lady Passion.
Yes, you can reach myself or Loyalty at teenlifeunlimited@yahoo.com.
Okay, and of course you can reach K Diddy at ilovebiggirls.com.
Or iamaknucklehead.com.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or Lamont@worldmovement.com. Good at him. All upcoming artists trying to get their music out. Like I said, we're doing things on www.worldmovement.com. You can also grab a copy of your board books. Both of them are available at www.worldmovement.com. Get at me. You can also get at me at Twitter, twitter.com/philosophyison. S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. You can get at me. I'm on the Twitter. I'm on the Facebook. Hit Pretty Tony up on Facebook. Check your boy out, man. You know what I'm saying? But every week, we're right here trying to do things. We enjoy the company. The chat room was beautiful. I see the switchboard lit up. Thank everybody for coming in and repping with us. We're here every Sunday, 2:30. Lady Joy, K Diddy, your boy, yours truly, Pretty Tony. And we do what we do, baby. And we enjoy
loyalty
everybody.
And passion, they also there too.
Straight up. And next week, Passion brought up a topic that we're going to touch on about, you know what I mean, what qualifies as good relationships, the things to look for in a good relationship. Because a lot of times we talk about a negative, so we're going to talk about the positives next week. And Fashion, thank you so much for bringing that topic up.
Thank you.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap. It's another Sunday. You understand what I'm saying? Your boy Pretty Tony came through. The crew came through. We did what we do best. Life, love, sex. But we stay away from gossiping, though. You know what I'm saying? We don't like to be, I don't like he said, she said stuff. I like to talk about what's relevant. I like to talk about things to better us, to make us more aware of what's going on. Once again, public service announcements for all you players out there and playettes. Use them condoms. HIV is real. AIDS is real. Life is not a nut, people. Straight up. I'm keeping it also 100 with you. And if you got kids, take care of them because you brought them here and they didn't ask to be here. Real talk. So come through once again every Sunday, 2:30. Come rep with your boy. We keep it oh so real. Get at me on the Twitter. Selassie Son. SelassieSon. Come through. www.worldmovement.com. Get an autographed copy of the book. You know what I mean? We're doing big things up in here. And I'm going to let my boy bust a bus. This how we do. Real talk, man. Check this out.
It's too late to turn back now.
Get your money, get your money.
Bust the bus.
Get your money, get your money.
Top five.
Get your money, get
hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on it. T-Pain,
yeah. Yeah. You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. Fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be.
Day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Move click a little dumb or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC-10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah,
let the money machine roll on.
We been eating in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong.
Go,
you hate it, I know your forte. We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I make sure you all gon' pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me.
Fronting on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
You ain't come on to miss it when the go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of churn, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know it sounds, it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the
better one.
And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can
stack up a road
with a couple billion with a
fashion of flow
up in the mansion. Listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money to stack up your paper. Let's keep it going.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me.
Fronting on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
What it's gon' be.
I keep hustling, yeah. I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustler's anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep the way the kid be banging them random, and the way the way they throwing a tantrum, trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple relationships look handsome. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go and muscle a grip, whether you shining from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money. Turn on the switches for power, hustle, and then stack all your riches. That's how we on it.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. Fronting on me. I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's on.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
It's all good.
And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.